Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something fun, toys. In Chinese, we have Kara Dyer. She is the founder of Storytime Toys. Hi, Kara, 你好。
Hi, thanks for having me. 你好。
Thank you. Right, you founded an incredible toy company, Storytime, and I know that you were inspired by your daughter.
Yes, I was inspired by my daughter. I'm a product designer. And when she was 3 years old, I took her to a toy store. And in shopping with her for a toy, I decided that I wanted to design toys for her. Mm-hmm. She was a great inspiration to me.
Right. Okay. Everybody loves toys. Even now, I'm an adult. I love toys and just like everyone else. Okay. We need to learn how to say that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So let's play. The way to say toy.In Chinese, 玩具。
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 Yep, it's very easy. 玩 is the verb. It means to play.
Okay.
So that's play.
Okay.
And 玩。
玩。
玩 is the second tone, so we go up. 玩。
玩。
That's it. That means to play. Then the second word, 具。
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 Yep, it means the tool, the device. Or the equipment or instrument, anything.
Right.
And in the ancient time, the shape of the character was like a container.
Oh.
The container mm-hmm. that could hold food.
Okay.
Yeah, so imagine ancient everywhere, basically. Mm-hmm. People had to make stuff on their own. Mm-hmm. So maybe they saw the clay and then they made a clay pot and then they chopped the woods from the forest and they make some mm-hmm. little tools or devices mm-hmm. and they started utilizing or inventing more material to make stuff.
Ah.
And then, of course, later on, paper was invented and you get a lot of toys made out of paper.
Right.
And now with plastic, it's even more versatile in terms of what we can make.
Yes. And much like children will make toys out of just about anything that you have around the house.
That's right.
Cardboard boxes, pots and pans.
Exactly. So 玩具 together, we say is toy.
Okay. 玩具。
玩具。And then to say play with the toys.
Mm-hmm.
We need to double 玩 mm-hmm. again. So 玩玩具.
Oh, okay. 玩玩具.
Yeah. When you start practicing, we can make it slowly. And then later on, you can just say 玩玩具.
Ah, 玩玩具.
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 You see, Chinese is quite easy in a way because 玩 is to play.
Mm-hmm.
And when we use the adjective to describe the utensil, the equipment, the devices that you can play, we say 玩具.
Mm-hmm.
And to play with the device, the playful device, we say 玩玩具.
玩玩具.
Yep.
I love it.
So now as a toy designer, what is your favorite toy you've designed so far?
Oh, of our toys, we have a farm playset that is so much fun. It's based on the farm that my mother grew up on, and it has a big red barn and lots of animals and crops that you can plant and a chicken coop. I love it because there's so much that children can do on a farm, and my kids can't experience a farm every day because we live in a city,
mm-hmm.
but they can experience it through playing with a toy.
Right. Okay. And you created a story time for your daughter, and now you already have a son as well.
Yes. He's 3 years old, and it's funny. He plays with toys differently than my daughter. She's very gentle and thoughtful and quiet in her playing, and he's not gentle at all,
mm-hmm.
but he also loves toys, and he just loves different toys than she does.
Right. Is he into toy cars?
Yes, very much. He loves toy cars, toy trains, any kind of trucks. And he also loves our Three Little Pigs toy because I don't know if you're familiar with that tale,
yep.
but in that one, the wolf blows down the straw and the stick houses. And in our toy, you can actually blow down the houses. And he loves that physical act of.
I'm going to try it. Sounds very good. A lot of fun.
Yes, it's fun.
Right. Okay. Toy car.
Mm-hmm.
We say 玩具车.
玩具车.
Yeah. 玩具 we know is toy. And then we just need to put car at the end.
Oh, okay.
And the way to say car in Chinese, 车.
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 That's it. It's the first tone, so we keep it flat.
Okay.
And we can make it slightly longer. 车.
车.
玩具车.
Wanju Che.
Yeah, so your boy, what's his name, by the way?
Daniel.
Okay. Daniel, he loves playing with the toy car. So we can say he likes 玩具车.
玩具车.
That's it. So the first one is the verb to play, and then 玩具 is the toy and car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Play the toy car. 玩玩具车.
玩玩具车.
Yep. And then your daughter, she liked, not sure she still likes it since she's already eight.
Yes.
She likes Doll's House. So that's Wawa Wu.
Yes. Wawa Wu.
Yeah. And then to say, to play with the Doll's House, we say Wan Wawa Wu.
Wan Wawa Wu.
Yeah. That's it. So you can see that Wan is just a very useful word.
Yes.
And anything we play, something playful, then we use Wan.
玩.
Yeah, 玩. And then this play, in this case, in English, we can say play with the toys or play the piano or play tennis.
Yes.
But in Chinese, we use different verbs.
Ah.
So in this case, we have to use a different character to describe playing with a piano, playing the piano or playing tennis.
Mm.
But when we say 玩, we mainly focus on playing with playful, joyful toy devices.
Right. Oh, okay.
玩玩具. Yeah. So if I say we can describe someone's personality, someone love having fun, the happy-go-lucky, love having fun type personality, we can say 爱玩. I is love.
Ah. Okay.
玩 is play and playing, love playing. I love playing. 我爱玩, 我 is I.
Uh-huh.
I love playing. I'm a playful type person. 我爱玩. And this is a little bit of indication that the person may sometimes go out partying, having a lot of fun, enjoying life.
Okay.
But depending on the context, it's not negative.
Okay.
Yeah. So
我爱玩.
Great. Thank you so much, Kara, for sharing with us, and good luck with story time toy, the 玩具 company you have.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right. Today we learned about toy, the way to say toy in Chinese, 玩具. To play with a toy, 玩玩具. Toy car, 玩具车. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Kara.
再见.